This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Speaking of talent, Isaiah Horton. What can you tell us about Isaiah?
Really like this kid a lot. I got a chance to talk to his high school coach this week. And, you know, he's a kid out of Tennessee, another out-of-state commitment from Miami, which has kind of become a theme here. But he's big body, 6'3 and a half, 195, huge catch radius. He's run a 4.4 in the 40 in the past. Alabama was still calling for him up until last week, even though he'd already told Miami coaches 3 weeks ago he was committed. So, I got a chance to talk to him as well. Super tough kid. He tore his PCL in a jet ski accident before his junior season. His friend was driving the boat and just they literally crashed into another boat while he was jet skiing. He lands on the boat, tears PCL, blood everywhere. I think he needed 36 stitches on his right knee. The kid comes back, doesn't have surgery, and he plays through his junior season because he was afraid he didn't have enough film to impress colleges. And so the kid, you know, ends up having 36 stitches on his right knee because the cut that he ends up tears PCL. And, you know, now in the offseason he had surgery, and he told me yesterday he's about 85% back to where he was. But he went through a whole season, a whole high school season with a torn PCL, playing both ways. Cornerback and receiver, led the team in interceptions, was the top receiver in the state, and it's just super tough kid. His coach compares him to Terrell Owens in terms of just that physical, you know, toughness, intensity. So I think it's a great pickup for Miami. Like I said, Alabama was still calling, trying to convince him to come to Alabama.